We now have our final set of news stories, beginning with one about 3D printing receiving some major funding. The use of 3D printing and technology is growing in popularity with City students and has received a significant boost. Norwich University of the Arts, NUA, has received a grant from the Office for Students of £1.5 million to support creative computational technology. The university's current 3D workshop has access to digital processes such as 3D printing and CNC routing, which enables students to create work from digital images or drawings. Over the next 3 years, NUA, which has around 2,700 full-time students, hopes to create a new creative technology lab. This will include equipment to support teaching, including in physical computing, coding, creative audiovisual, 3D scanning, soft robotics and digital prototyping. It's hoped that the funding will allow newer students to be more ambitious with the scale of their projects. The use of 3D printing has become increasingly common in recent years as affordable technology has become more available, with plans often shared online.
A high-tech mustard mill on the outskirts of Norwich is ready to ramp up both its processing capacity and its crop-growing area to meet a forecast surge in demand. The £11 million Condimentum mustard mill at the Food Enterprise Park near Easton opened in January 2020. It was developed by a consortium of East Anglian mustard and mint growers to maintain their historic links with the Colemans brand after manufacturer Unilever moved its production base from Norwich to Burton-on-Trent. The mill is one of only three of its kind in the world able to process mustard seed into double superfine flour, most of which is supplied to Colemans on a 10-year supply deal. But the mill currently uses only 50% of its capacity. And with rapid growth anticipated in the global market for mustard powder as a food ingredient, particularly in Europe, it's preparing to expand so it can make its own products. Condimentum plans to add 2,000 acres to the area grown for mustard seeds by 2024, which could potentially triple its original size. The Norfolk company's growth strategy sees it developing its own Dijon, whole grain and French mustard and high-fibre, high-protein products using its byproduct of bran, as well as developing processing capability to produce other food ingredients and sauces.
More than 100,000 Norfolk and Waveney households eligible for means-tested benefits will receive the first of three cost-of-living payments totalling £900 this spring. And a further 102,000 people on disability benefits will get a separate £150 payment and a £300 pensioner payment amid the ongoing inflationary crisis. Benefits that could make claimants eligible for the £301 payment include universal credit, tax credits, job seekers allowance and income support. Eligible individuals do not need to apply for payments as they are made automatically. The payments will come from the Department for Work and Pensions, DWP, between April the 25th and May the 17th.
A Viking longboat has landed in Sheringham town centre ahead of the return of a popular festival. The wooden boat has been placed next to the clock tower in the High Street in advance of the town's Skira Viking Festival, which takes place on Saturday, April the 1st. The festival culminates in a parade through the streets during which the boat is carried down to the beach by Viking reenactors bearing helmets and flaming torches. The boat is then set alight on the sands. The boat burning will take place at 7:15 p.m. below the Lees. This year will mark the 10th anniversary of the festival, which started in 2013 and has taken place annually, except during COVID. It was originally the idea of Sheringham artist Colin Seal as a way to commemorate the arrival of the Vikings in Sheringham, which is said to be named after a Viking called Skira. The town's name means the homestead of Skira's people.
A carnival-full atmosphere and community spirit will fill the streets of Norwich when the Lord Mayor's Weekend returns this summer. From Friday, July the 7th to Sunday, July the 9th, the city will celebrate the annual procession with a carnival parade through the city centre, featuring an array of talent. Returning with the theme, Sights of the City, entertainment is set to include acrobats, dancers, music and food, plus much more. The City Hall stage will host Voices of the City, featuring superstar poets, comedy and storytelling, as well as special performances from musical choirs and some of the world's finest beatboxers. Sounds of the City, taking place in Chapelfield Gardens, will showcase local musical talents, interactive family shows and a fun fair with the Wild Paths Festival, hosting acts on the main stage later in the evenings. Tastes of the City will serve up the finest selection of tasty treats, from bao buns to burgers, seafood to sundaes.
An historic red telephone box in the Norfolk Broads has been transformed into what is probably the smallest tourist information centre in the country. From the outside, the British Telecom phone box in Thurn looks exactly as it did when it was installed 50 years ago. But once inside, visitors can find out all about the Broads National Park. A wind-up audio player has been installed, which requires users to turn a handle, which powers an audio experience of birdsong, helping to identify species commonly found in the area. A panel with tourist information for Thurn and the Broads National Park has also been put in place. It's hoped the Tourist Information Centre will educate, inspire and encourage locals and visitors to explore the Broads at any time of year. John Packman, Chief Executive of the Broads Authority, said, "The opportunity to save one of these iconic phone boxes, restore it and put it to good use was too good to resist." It's believed that the Thurn Information Centre, with its audio player, is the first of its kind, possibly laying a claim to the title of being the smallest national park information centre in the world. And that's it. We've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we do hope you've enjoyed it.
As usual, remind you that when you finish with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick and drop it in a postbox. Don't forget that you do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free. We hope you've enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to the whole team of local volunteers who've produced it today. The editor was Ian Gorst, and the sound recordist was Tim Edwards. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. The office is not staffed every day, so if there's no reply, please do leave a message on our answer phone and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. And with that, we hope you've enjoyed this edition of Chatterbox. So for now, it's goodbye from me, Lynette.
And me, John Francis. Goodbye.
Goodbye.